Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Updated Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, March 20th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were May corn down 4 cents at 6:30 and a quarter, May wheat down 8 1/4 cents at 7:02 and a quarter, and May beans down 6 3/4 at 14:69 3/4. The corn, wheat, and beans all finished well off their lows, but still lower on the day. It was really bad when the stock market was down about 400 points at 3 o'clock in the morning, then we managed to come back. The stock market's now up $92 after being down about 400. We have the FOMC meeting on Wednesday. The Fed should raise interest rates 0.25%, but there may be language in there about tapering off any increases here for a while. Argentina saw pretty heavy rains throughout much of the country. It's going to help the late planted beans out there for sure. How much, we don't know. But, you know, I think it's going to be more than people would think. But we know that their crops, both corn and beans, are hit pretty bad out here. The Russians and the Ukrainians apparently came to a deal. The initial report was 120 days. The Russians then apparently came out and said, no, they only said 60 days. So there's some question about just how long the extension is for out here. President Xi meets with Putin this week. He's there now, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Some people are saying that there are a few hitches between the relationship. We'll see how that turns out. Hopefully the Chinese will not sell Russia any military goods that they can use in Ukraine. The Credit Suisse situation with UBS taking over Credit Suisse now. You know, the stock market was down sharply overnight. I'm not sure why it was, but apparently there's still plenty of concerns in the banking industry. There's still one or two banks out there that are still in bad shape. They haven't found a buyer yet for the Silicon Valley Bank. So all that's weighing on the market. Silver was up 40 cents. It's been down about a dime. Gold was up about $35 here. It's only up about $10 right now. So there's a lot of confusion in this market. We've had rallies off the lows, but it's hard to tell where this thing's really going to go here today. We do know that the funds are still heavily long corn and meal. At least we think so. Without accurate information from the commitment of traders, it's hard to know. But we think they're, you know, heavily short wheat, long about 130 beans, 140 meal, probably pretty close to even now in the corn, relatively even in the oil. So my guess is, you know, wheat should be bought on the breaks out here, and beans probably sold on the rallies until we get the mess cleaned up with the funds out here. So that's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT Hedge.